Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This is Issues 2019. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Executive Director of Wichita's Botanica, Marty Miller. Welcome to Issues 2019, Marty.
Thank you, Steve. Glad
always,
to be here.
Always good to have you with us. A lot of interest in the carousel.
Yes,
when,
there is.
When can the public take a ride?
We are targeting the day after Thanksgiving to be open to the public.
Really?
Yeah, and here's the plan. You know that now that the legislature passed some new laws regarding amusement rides, so we've had to do a lot of improvements, and we found out that we had to replace some major parts, and those had to be actually manufactured. So it kind of threw us a couple of months behind. But I have kind of a cute little story. During the Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular event that we had, we had the doors open so people could come up and look in. We had some of the lights on, and so the kids would come up. And one little boy, he got all puckered and about ready to cry, and that he want to ride the carousel. And I said, well, we're still training the horses so the kids can ride them. And he goes, okay, that's fine with me. I'll come back.
He bought it.
He's probably maybe almost two or something, you know, but it was just the cutest thing you ever did see.
Let's talk about the age of that carousel, because first of all, give us some history about the carousel and Joyland.
Well, of course, Joyland was started by the Ottaway brothers.
Yeah.
And they bought the carousel from the Allen Herschel Company out of New York in 1949. So it's as old as you are.
Hmm.
And
some of my parts need
some
to
of
be
your
manufactured. So what you're talking about then is a 70-year-old device.
70-year-old machine.
70-year-old machine and parts and all that.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's quite a machine, and how it's designed with the gears and how it's run and everything. It's relatively engineered very well, considering it was made. It's the same system that was used back in the late 1800s that the Herschel-Spillman families used. Anyway, so after the Ottaways purchased it, and one good thing about this machine that it was purchased, it came to Wichita, it stayed in Wichita. So fortunately, all the horses are original, and all the steel parts are original, and all the gears are original. We basically had to replace everything else. And it's kind of an interesting fact. The Ottaways paid $14,500 for it. We have about $300,000 in it, restoring it. And but the machine now is more beautiful than ever before, and it's going to be absolutely spectacular. So the Ottaways sold Joyland to the Nelsons, Stan and Margaret Nelson, and wonderful couple. And then after Stan passed away, Joyland pretty well closed, what, in 2007? And Margaret later married Gene Spear, the guy who had Spear's restaurants, mm-hmm. pies. Mm-hmm. And anyway, so Gene donated his garden train that he had in the backyard of his home to Botanica after his wife passed away and he sold his home. So the garden train that is at Botanica is Gene Spear's train. Well, later, Gene Spear and Margaret got married. And we were doing a train tour, garden tour, on it's in October of 2013. And Gene and I are talking about our trips to the Northwest, and we both went to the Bushart Gardens, and I said, you know, they had a peculiar thing there I'd never seen a garden before, and that was this big merry-go-round. And next thing I know, Margaret leans around Gene and says, well, I have a merry-go-round. And I go, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and basically that was the end of the conversation. And then, lo and behold, in January of 14, Gene and Margaret came in, and they sat down in my office. And next thing I know, with Margaret had tears in her eyes telling me that Joyland's gone. It's never coming back. And it was probably one survivable piece, and that was the merry-go-round. And she wanted to donate it to Botanica to carry on the legacy of not only Joyland, but of the Nelson family and the memories of all the people who rode that merry-go-round. So I said, okay, and I took it to the Botanica board. They approved the gift. But she said, you have to come get it right away. It's being vandalized. So we did, and we hid it for a while. And then one of our classmates, who was a sophomore when we were seniors, Marlene Irvin, calls me, retired from Chance, and she's the horse painter for Chance. She says, I want to do the horses. Horses were in pretty bad shape when we got them, but they now look brand new. And believe it or not, she's a true artist, because I asked her, what color are you going to paint these horses, and how do you know what designs to put on them? She says, they'll tell me. Each horse told her exactly how they wanted to be painted.
Well, so she's a horse whisperer, too.
She's a horse. She's a true artist.
How about that?
But anyway, so we found a picture of the carousel right after the Ottaways bought it, and they had flowers on them. They were designed really almost like Marlene painted them. And so it's now a real piece of work. So then Roger Nelson, Margaret Nelson's son, who helped us or basically taught us how to put this thing together and how to operate it. And so we later moved it to a warehouse that he had, and we went through all that. And we later moved it to Botanica once the building that we built was all enclosed. Then we started putting it together there and finishing it. And here's an interesting note. The architect, Dan Wilson of WDM, who came out of retirement for this project, volunteered to lead the restoration of the carousel, and another fellow by the name of Charlie Davison, who was one of these genius machinists who can basically create anything out of nothing, helped us put the pieces together and make sure that we had it right. And we had so many people that came in and volunteered. There's thousands and thousands of hours of volunteer hours into this machine. So,
but it was a gift. But you've had to raise some money.
Oh yes,
to move it around, to restore it, to build the building.
Absolutely.
So what's the price tag going to be on all this?
Well, it's about $2.3 million, and we've already raised that basically with small donations. We've had, you know, a few donations that are $100,000 or more, but most of them were small. The whole community, I mean, the number of donors is unbelievable. The community stepped up even after the day that it was announced, there was printed in the newspaper that Margaret donated the carousel to Botanica. Probably that first two or three months, we raised over $200,000 and never even started a campaign. And it's just been absolutely fantastic of the community support, the volunteer support. This machine means more to this community than anything I've ever seen.
You got the carousel and gardens. When is all this going to be available for private events then? You see, after the Thanksgiving then?
Well, for private events, we're going to wait till after Illuminations, because it's going to be packed. And here's the only sad thing about it is, if, because sometimes during illuminations we'll have between 4,000, 6,000, 7,000 people will show up, and there's only 36 horses and 2 chariots. So you ride for about 3 minutes, and so we're pushing through about 300 and some people per hour.
Yeah.
So all night, you know, if we hit over 1,000 people, and if we can get 1,000 people on and off every night, we'll be doing well. That's just it's. The logistics of the number of horses available and that kind of thing. But we're selling tokens. So you can hang on to your token. You can come back and ride it later or that kind of thing. So it's going to be great. And we're going to be open from noon till 4 for the regular admission, or be a member. Members get in free and ride the carousel. And then 5:30 to 8:30 during the week, and on weekends we're open till 9:30 on Friday and Saturday. And of course, the carousel will be open then, so we'll be able to do a lot of rides.
Well, you know, this is it's an added attraction to what you've been doing. But have you got out your calculator and figured out how much added revenue that'll be for Botanica in a year?
Yes, I have. Well, anyway, we have done projections. I've done pro formas, and we did the whole thing before we ever accepted the gift. And I've talked to other gardens around the country who have machines in their gardens or in their parks, and they what they've told me is about 40% of your attendants will ride the carousel. So that's kind of the basic number we started out with, but here in Wichita, the carousel means a lot more, and a lot of people have memories. They're going to be bringing their children. They're going to be bringing their grandchildren to celebrate those same memories and create new ones.
I can't bring my 8th-grade girlfriend, can I?
I could.
I don't know where she is. Hey, Marty, how many visitors to Botanica during a year?
Well, we're getting over 300,000. So Botanica has really, really grown, and it's the community and the volunteers who have made Botanica what it is.
Well, when you talk about that many, how does that rank you as far as an attraction?
Well, in the state of Kansas, for parks and related type nature places, we are number 2 for people who drive 50 miles or more. And this was done by the Wildlife and Parks Department at the state. And number 1 was the zoo. And the only reason the zoo's number 1 is because they have a larger parking lot.
Yeah, you don't have a very big parking lot.
But we're getting a new one.
All right.
We're getting an additional parking lot, which will be on the south side. The parking lot will be next to Cowtown. And in fact, our partner, the city of Wichita, is helping us with the parking lot.
Good. Now, these folks who come to Botanica every year, where do they come from? All over?
All over. Yeah. Oh, yeah. All over the world.
And those people coming in from other places, countries, what do they say about it?
Well, they say it's spectacular. Most of it is, wow, we're surprised this is here in Wichita. How could this be? You know, and people who've come from even or associated with other gardens come. And they're surprised that not only the garden is beautiful, but what we have done with the children's garden, the Chinese garden, and the other amenities, and now the carousel project is just absolutely spectacular.
You're listening to Issues 2019 on the Entercom radio stations, and our guest is Executive Director of Wichita's Botanica, Marty Miller. Tell us about I'm going to talk about illuminations in a moment here, but first tell us about your educational programs. What's up with all the bees?
Bees are important.
Bees.
Bees are very important. And we just built a bee house. And you can visit it, and there is an active hive that you can watch in the house. And so it's really cool. There's a lot of good art in there. There's a good education in there. And also lets the children get in there. They can put on a bee suit. And, you know, they can actually feel things other than the bees. And it's a full-blown education program on what bees do, and it teaches them that it's how important they are to the agriculture, and without bees, we wouldn't have food.
Very educational, then.
Yeah, they're very educational.
Okay. What is the Empowered Senior Series? I don't know that I want my Seniors Empowered, but go ahead. Empowered Seniors Series.
What that's a group that comes in, and they actually do they bring in different speakers and that kind of thing. And they're kind of a partner with us, and we provide a place for them to come and that kind of thing. We do a lot of in-kind rentals as far as that goes, giving space to groups to bring other people in from the community. We do that, and then we are also in the rental business. So we do quite a few things.
You know, what is it, lunchtime lectures?
Well, the lunchtime lectures every Wednesday, and here again, they're primarily focused around garden activities, but we've had the speaker that comes in and talks about, like, the orphan train, and we bring in the bird guy with the predator, the eagle guy, you know, and he brings his birds, and I mean, we have a lot of good ones that come up.
And what's garden story time then? Is that for kids?
That's a bit on your level.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, my level, but usually children.
Usually okay. That's for children. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a good one, we have. You probably didn't know this, but I collect puppets, and every once in a while, I'll come in with a puppet and tell a story.
Okay.
With my puppets.
Just brushing on that, do you get a lot of field trips?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes.
Because, you know, I look at it and say, well, those flowers are pretty and all that, but what could I learn? And you're telling me there's a lot to learn out
there. Oh, there is. Because in the children's garden, we not only talk about horticulture and how important that is, but we also have water, and we can talk about, how water flows and how important it is. And I mean, the teaching is about nature in general and how important it is. And a lot of kids don't have an opportunity to know where food comes from. And we do a lot of seed to plate type activities. And there's so many things that we learn. It's so vast that we can't even teach it all. But we try to get the basics, particularly to the kids.
Now, Christmas, a magical time at Botanica, and illuminations, has become a central Kansas tradition. How many people, first of all, when is traditions this year, or illuminations?
Illuminations?
Yeah.
Illuminations starts on November 29th,
okay,
which is the day after Thanksgiving, and we'll be closed for 2 days, and that's Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and then we'll start back up again to January 4th, because this year the kids are out of school a week later.
How many people actually attend illuminations in a year?
Well, it's over 80,000. Last December, we had about 84,000.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, this year, this is what we're doing this year.
Now, tell me about the lights and whatnot.
Well, the lights, we have over 2 million lights. And, we have a major, what we call a meadow show, where the lights are timed to music and that kind of thing, and we do all kinds of different things, and we have snow, it's quite an event. And then, of course, we have hot chocolate and the popcorn, and there'll be other food that people can get, that, you know, typical holiday type food. And, So it's a great place to bring the family, enjoy the lights. There'll be music. There's all kinds of activities that are going on, and it's also we do Christmas parties during that time. So we'll be busy with that. And in fact, we're already sold out on Christmas parties. Then supper with Santa, that's a big one, and it starts December 9th through the 12th. And it starts at 5:30. It's more than half sold out already. So that's a big one. And of course, our sponsors for that are like Blue Moon, Molinos, Carrabba's, and Fetch will be provide. They provide the food, and so it's a real treat for the kids. Santa comes, reads a story, we sing songs, it's a super event, and then they get to take their pictures with Santa and that kind of thing.
Now, in Illuminations, I know you've got parking across the street over there and a shuttle bus running.
Right.
Or buses.
We have buses. And where that is, we use not only our lot, but we'll use the golf course lot. And then we have a south gate, And the South Gate, we bring in guests from the parking lots across this road from the Art Museum and the Indian Center. So that big parking lot that's between the Indian Center and the Art Museum, we bus people from there to the South Gate. You don't even have to hardly walk and stay warm. It takes you right to the gate. And we, on the nights that Cowtown is not using their lot, we have there's a west lot there. We park people in there, and then we have a grass lot that we park on, which will eventually become our new paved lot. Mm-hmm. But I got to get something here that's really, really important. During Illuminations, in fact, it's already online, Mel Hamilton Ford donated a truck to Botanica to raffle off. And it is a very nice 2019 F-150 four-door.
Wow.
And it's a nice-looking truck. It's got the 3.5 EcoBoost engine in it with a tow package and four-wheel drive. So we are auctioning this off. And the funds from this goes to the Carousel Project.
So that's where you can get away with doing this type of thing is – this is a price. This is going to your project,
right?
$10 a ticket is not going into Marty's pocket.
No, it's not.
No.
I don't do things like you guys do. This is for real.
Well, that's another attraction, isn't it? That's
yeah,
great,
yeah.
Great.
You can see the truck at Botanica and go on at botanica.org. Right on as soon as it pops up, you'll see win a truck, and we're so happy that we have partners like Mel Hamilton Ford that has donated this pickup for us to raffle off to raise money for the Carousel Project. So we're still raising funds for the gardens and the amenities that will go around the Carousel building. So when we're done with the whole thing, it's not only just going to be the Carousel and the building. There'll be a whole new set of gardens around it with a grand lawn to do major concerts and outdoor events and that kind of thing. So it's going to be absolutely fantastic for the community.
Talk a little bit about your availability for events. I'm talking about reunions, weddings.
Right.
You're available. Give you a call and try to schedule something.
Hey, you got something coming up?
Yep. I think we do sometime later on.
We have a 70th birthday party coming
up. Yeah, we do. I was going to mention it, but some people will be 70.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I know you're available for that. And you guys do a great job, I can tell you. So how long have you been at Botanica now?
Oh, gee. I tell you, this has been one of the most satisfying jobs I've ever had in my life. And by February of next year, I'll be there 12 years. So it's been one of the most rewarding things to give back to the community and build something for the community. It's just been absolutely great.
How long have you been doing Illuminations?
Oh, that's a whole long story.
But that's after you came, or is that before you came?
Well, it started before I came, but it was pretty limited.
Mm-hmm.
They had the luminaries. In fact, they started out with paper sacks and candles, and that was sponsored by First National Bank, which is now Intrust. Well, one year they had a little windstorm. The bags all burned up, and that was it. So for a while, they didn't have anything, and then they kind of started up again with incandescent lights, and then when I came along, like the year after, second year I was there, we switched to LED lights and did the whole, we just started building it from there. We started out with about 300,000 lights, and then we're over 2 million.
Now, talk about, just briefly about volunteers and how important they are to what you're doing.
Volunteers are the backbone of our organization. And if anybody wants to volunteer during the Illuminations event, please call us, 260-448, and tell us that you want to volunteer, because we will need at least over 60 people per night to help run the Illuminations event. Mm-hmm. And there's all kinds of jobs. Most of them are warm, you know, you're inside, and you have fun with the families, the kids, and everything else. And it's from everything from serving hot chocolate to help people in line, you know, sell our tickets or collecting tickets, or it's just helping people get in and just being a good service to them.
What makes this a fun job for you? Don't have much time left, tell me.
Well, it's to see the results. You know what my bottom line is? Have any idea?
No.
Smiles.
You just see people smiling?
Yeah. making people smile.
How about this one?
And the children. That's the biggest part. When you see people happy, that's what's most satisfying in the job.
All right, Marty. Hey, thanks for being with us. It's going to be a great season at Botanica in Wichita. Oh, wow, we're going to have a lot of fun. Our guest, Executive Director of Wichita's Botanica, Marty Miller. That's all for this edition of Issues 2019. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.